103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Prime Minister says major supermarkets need to deliver value for Australians, with a new report showing shoppers have lost trust in pricing at Coles and Woolworths. The ACCC has found the two big grocery chains have grown their dominance in recent years. The consumer watchdog also says poorer Australians are now spending more than 20% of their income on groceries. Anthony Albanese says the current situation isn't good enough.
Supermarkets need to do better, and indicating the ACCC's concern at what they regard as a virtual oligopoly when it comes to supermarkets. We want to make sure that supermarkets deliver value.
The White House says negotiations with Israel over a ceasefire in southern Lebanon are continuing despite Israel's apparent rejection of the proposal. The BBC's Anna Foster reports from Lebanon's capital, Beirut.
It's been another day of heavy cross-border fighting. Here in Lebanon, more than 90 people have been killed, and Israel's Air Force has confirmed that its fighter jets have hit more than 220 Hezbollah targets. Now, they are in different places around the country, in the south of Lebanon, in the Bekaa Valley to the east, and also, again, here in the capital, Beirut. Around 40 projectiles were fired the other way from Lebanon into Israel.
Thousands of Australians remain in Lebanon as Israel continues its airstrikes. Those remaining are being urged to leave now while the country's airport remains open. Defence Minister Richard Marles won't confirm whether Australia is planning to send troops to the war-torn region.
I'm not going to go through the details of that. We have been working on contingencies over a number of months now, and we are ready to act on those contingencies at short notice. But now is the time to leave if you're an Australian citizen in Lebanon.
Footy fans and holiday makers are packing out airports across the country. Max White reports.
It's expected to be one of the busiest days of domestic air travel since the COVID pandemic, as thousands of fans travel to Melbourne for the AFL Grand Final tomorrow. It's also the first day of school holidays in New South Wales, while Queensland students make their way home as their break wraps up. A bumper day with more than 250,000 passengers expected through Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane airports alone. Here at the domestic terminal in Sydney, all lines are moving and everything seems to be going smoothly, but passengers are still being urged to plan ahead and allow extra travel time.
Campbelltown, Liverpool and Gosford are the suburbs where residents are most likely to be targeted by scammers. A new Westpac report shows criminals are exploiting high-growth areas and economic hubs. Australians aged between 61 and 75 account for almost a third of scam complaints. Overseas, Ukraine will receive another $3.5 billion worth of military assistance from the United States. The package was announced as President Volodymyr Zelensky met with U.S. President Joe Biden to outline Ukraine's plans to defeat Russia. President Zelensky also held talks with Vice President Kamala Harris. Ms. Harris stressing the importance of U.S. support for Ukraine at a joint press conference.
The United States supports Ukraine not out of charity, but because it is in our strategic interest. We will continue to provide the security assistance Ukraine needs to succeed on the battlefield.
And residents in the U.S. state of Florida are being told their lives are at risk as Hurricane Helene intensifies into a Category 4 storm. It's expected to make landfall in the next few hours, bringing with it a potentially deadly storm surge. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deneen Criswell says residents are being warned to take shelter.
The entire state of Florida is under some type of warning right now, whether that's a hurricane warning or a tropical storm warning. And we expect life-threatening flash flooding in the state's north as the storm continues to move north.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today becoming less likely during the day. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast, heading to a top of 18 degrees across the city. Right now it's 17 degrees in the city, 16 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday, a top of 22. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Sydney's
Hope 1032.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlor, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
Des Moines, Victoria Road, Citybound, one right turn lane into Westbourne Street is closed due to roadworks. Piedmont, lights blacked out, Piedmont Bridge Road and Murray Street, also Harris and Allen Streets. And Tarrant Point, Captain Cook Bridge, they're clearing a crash southbound. Come see the team at 4KRV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australian-made Avita Motorhomes on offer. For quality Avita Motorhomes, visit avitarv.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. It's great to be out and about with you.
Here's a bit of a trailer for what is coming soon on Hope Mornings. Up next, what we're going to chat about is not a movie. This is real. Not a movie. A guy spent almost half a century where none of us want to be. And he shouldn't have even been there in the first place. Coming soon on Hope Mornings. Hello, I'm Ben. This is Vance Joy.
Hello. My side and the restless in your eyes to reach before the morning rise. Out on the street corner again, I turn around and see my friends. Some get forward, some get low, but no one knows which way to go.
Everything.
see the break of day. Don't stop acting now, no way. Everything I ever had, I could have one night like that.
The positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope
103.2.
She's singing louder than the radio. Yeah, she thinks she's hitting those Mariah notes. Oh, she turns the world into her own runway. Yeah, she don't need no makeup on her pretty face. Innocent, effortless, confident. When I look at her, look at me. If I really tell you honestly, I've been dealing with some jealousy of the girl that I used to be. Before the world became a scary place, I didn't need the hope for better days. Yeah, I've been dealing with some jealousy of the girl that I used to be. See, she's making flowers out of dandelions. Yeah, see, simple life. Oh, she's dancing right across the awkward stage. Yeah, she's picking colors for the next blank page. Oblivious, spontaneous, radiant. When I look at her and look at me, if I really tell you honestly, I've been dealing with some jealousy.
Sarah Reeves on Hope 103.2. G'day, my name is Ben McKechin, and a Japanese man has spent almost half a century in a place where nobody ever wants to be, and he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Iwao Hakamada, who is now 88, spent 46 years on death row until a Japanese court has acquitted him, as BBC News is reporting. It's been found that evidence used against him was fabricated. What an astonishing case of injustice and the innocent being punished. And Iwao's 91-year-old sister has been fighting for a long time to have him freed from jail. When I heard the verdict, she said, I was so moved and happy I couldn't stop crying. When the verdict came down, there was a crowd that cheered at the court, bonsai, which I didn't realize bonsai meant hooray, a Japanese exclamation for celebration. After almost half a century on death row, to be finally declared innocent when you've been innocent all along.
I know. It's just, there's no words. Hope Mornings, this is Thirsty Merc.
Today, I left my house and I started walking, barefooted out to the water. My eyes won't sleep. And I walked to the bridge where I once had met you. I could feel your footsteps under my feet. But now there's nothing I can do.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
I've been laying down my head, thinking just how good God's been. And I know I'm not the only one. Thankful for the things He's done. Can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus, Lord, have mercy, present for all the goodness that is shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. For friends and family, for the very air we breathe, for having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord with me? Yeah, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy, praise. Somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say an amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy, praise Him. For all the goodness that is shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
Jordan Felice on Hope 103.2, Turtle Stop Cars. Sounds like a scene from a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie or TV show, but it isn't. It's real and happening right now in Mackay in Queensland. According to 7 News, the local mayor has announced that a Mackay beach, popular for four-wheel driving and motorcycling, as you can drive up and down it, or you used to be able to, until Turtles Stop Cars and bikes. The mayor has announced that there is a ban on driving on the beach to protect turtle nesting sites, but also shorebird nesting sites and coastal flora and fauna and the dunes. So actually, it's not just the turtles. It's a whole bunch of things. But turtles stop cars. Come on. That stopped you in your tracks.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or any time up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Hope 103.2.
I've been waiting for you to come around and tell me the truth, that everything that you're going through, my girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. I've been dreaming about us, working hard and saving it up. We'll go and see the man on the moon. My girl, we've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold. Got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl.
That's George Ezra on Hope 103.2. Have you always wanted to be a corn kernel and your one goal in life was to not be popped into a piece of popcorn? Well, dream no longer. You know those Google doodles? You know how the Google logo changes every day? Well, one of the changes this week was popcorn styled. If you go back through the doodles on Google, there's a popcorn game, and yes, you get to be the corn kernel, and you can compete against other people all across the planet, striving for one thing only, to not be popped into a piece of popcorn. Oh, now, this is Mariah Carey, Hope 103.2.
Keep
1032.
Tell me, don't you think it's strange how we are afraid of change, running circles in our cage? Why are we blind? Do we disconnect our soul from the pain in all the show? This thought was going on. Got your rose-colored glasses on. In your eyes, I am the clown. Shaking up your perfect.
Sofika on Hope 103.2. Before I let you know how it is Kids in Pain Week this week, what that means and why that could be a good thing, we'll get to that. I've also seen statistics suggesting that 57% of Australians have not had our skin checked by a doctor or a dermatologist for signs of skin cancer. I'm in that 57%, so this is a reminder to me, a prompt to you as well, that with UV levels beginning to rise, we might want to get checked out. Kids in Pain Week refers to 1 in 5 or thereabouts kids in Australia living with chronic pain. That is the estimated figure by Chronic Pain Australia. So Kids in Pain Week this week is to raise awareness of children living with chronic pain conditions. And one of the findings of a recent study that Chronic Pain Australia did is that 20% of teachers in Australia didn't believe that their student had chronic pain when it turns out that they did. The point of that statistic is not to have a go at teachers, but to indicate to us that when a child says to us that they are experiencing pain, the strong recommendation is to listen to and believe them and go and seek whatever treatment assistance we possibly can for them. Oh, no. The latest season of Money, Faith and Finance podcast has wrapped up. But here's the good news. Bonus episodes.
For you, including how to be smarter with money and your burning questions answered.
Hey, I'm Ben from the Money, Faith and Finance podcast. You can always share a back episode with a mate, rate, review it. Join the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group. Almost 600 members. And Money, Faith and Finance podcast will be back season 6 real soon.
Here's Principal of Station Sponsor Wycliffe Christian School, David Johnston.
We're a learning community in the beautiful Lower Blue Mountains with a Christ-centred heartbeat. From preschool to year 12, our focus is promoting rich and intentional learning. Our staff are passionate about helping our students find their place in God's world and investing in their God-given gifts. Wycliffe is accepting enrolments, so come and talk with us about how we can partner with you on your child's educational journey.
For details, Google Wycliffe Christian School.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
God's commands may seem like a straitjacket to some, designed to squeeze the life out of us, designed to keep us on some somber, straight and narrow path, stopping us celebrating the many good things of life. But obeying the commands of God brings the best sort of life. Obedience is not to be seen as gritting our teeth with grim determination as we plod tediously towards heaven. It's life-enhancing. God gives us his commands in order that life may be enriched. After all, as our Maker, he knows what's best for us. His commands are not a straitjacket, but they do certainly impose limits on our conduct. The commands are like a fence around a dangerous cliff. The fence does stop us acting out our desire to peer over the edge, but in doing so, it's actually preserving us from danger. Within those love-set boundaries, we're able to enjoy life to the full. Those well-known Ten Commandments may also be called the Ten Freedoms. Not free to do as we please, but free to do what pleases God. I'm David Ray.
In need of a prayer? Drop us a text on 0448 40 2020.
Yeah, I keep hearing people say, I need a getaway. We got that getaway that takes them to a whole new place. Won't leave us empty, won't leave us craving more. Something sweet, knock you off your feet. I'll bump the song on that long, kept it on repeat. I call up all my friends, I gotta let them in. I tell them, take a drink of this and never thirst again. If it's real, we gotta show it. Cause if it's not, they sure gonna know it. You and me.
1032.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
That is New Empire on Hope 103.2, and you are Chris Jolly, the latest member of the Hope family. Chris, how you going?
Great Friday. That rain has sort of got away. We thought it was going to be rainy over the weekend. Now it looks like maybe a bit of sunshine.
Grand. That'd be grand because, yeah. My goodness, it's been fairly miserable. Not to complain, though. No. And, Chris, I actually wanted to talk to you about something else. Have you often been compared with a penguin? Has that ever happened? Okay, because it's about to happen now for the first time.
Okay.
You know how there's a lot of talk about this king penguin baby in Melbourne at the aquarium called Pesto?
No, but I do love Pesto.
That's the best link we can find.
Okay.
Because where I was going with that is a lot of people are talking about Pesto, and there's a lot of like focus on Pesto. Pesto is in the international spotlight, this little penguin from Melbourne. But instead of directing our gaze towards Pesto, we should be directing our gaze towards you. You are a much more interesting creature than Pesto. Sorry, Pesto. I don't know.
I'm
Pesto
really
the penguin.
Pesto.
I don't know, but you definitely are. Because you have a very interesting story in the past couple of years of your life, some significant changes that have happened. And again, sorry, Pesto, but your story is much more interesting, Chris.
It's been a whirlwind, and I think I'm still kind of grappling with the whole it's been a really intense year, maybe not quite a year now.
And this is not just because you've been newly married this year. Congratulations.
No, thank you. Yeah. Oh, married, baptized.
So this is more the thing, right? The baptized, the going to church, the whirlwind is more the internal changes in you,
right?
Having come to meet Jesus.
Yeah. So I guess it started, I was listening to a podcast, which was reading the Bible. So it was in a year. That was the idea.
Why did you do that? You just decided out of the blue to...
I thought it'd make it easy for me to read it. So I'd
always... But why did you want to read it?
Yeah, well, okay. So I thought often that I'd get, first of all, I guess from my background in the world of science and things like that, it's not saying that there aren't Christian scientists, but a lot of scientists or people I dealt with in that world weren't Christian. And so the idea was always that science points away from God. I'm actually coming to that conclusion. It's actually quite the opposite. Science points more and more to God. That's a year down the track. But I thought I've got all these talking points about Christianity that I'm taking from other people. If I'm going to actually have a valid opinion about God, maybe I should actually just read the Bible.
Right.
I tried multiple times.
And then you went in, it sounds to me, like quite open-minded to that.
Right. So I think the first few times I would get to parts of Genesis and I would struggle and I would stop.
Like many people.
Right. Probably, yeah. Which is why I did the podcast. I listened to the podcast. I thought maybe it'd help. And it did. But I feel like I was just in the right place, the right time. I don't know. I now actually love Genesis. There was a real connection. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was like, why did I have trouble all these other times? And then from that point on, Vanessa and I, turns out we're both listening to Christian media podcasts at the same time. So one dinner, she just goes, do you mind if you drive me to church one Sunday? And I actually just went, yeah, that sounds great. She wasn't sure what I was going to say because we didn't quite know how into it each of us were. We knew that the other was listening to Christian media, but not exactly what and where we were on in that journey. It turns out we're at the exact same point. So we found a church in Taree. Big shout out to Taree Presbyterian
Hey-o.
Church. Hello. And they've been wonderful. And that journey just has continued right through to here where I've left commercial radio. I've come to Hope all within a year, married, baptized, the whole thing. And honestly, most of it happened in less than a year.
Well, mate, I really love the headline that for you and Vanessa, you found Jesus. But second of all, it's great to have you here. And it is great to have you here after midday. We will hear more from Chris on Hope 103.2. And I'll be back again from 9 on Monday for Hope Mornings. Have a great weekend.
Hope 103.2.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Me time with Hope 103.2.
I got a love and I know that it's all I know. Whoa.
Nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home. And there's no more lies in the darkness is light. And nobody cries, there's only butterflies. Take me away, a secret place, a secret place. Take me away, take me away, take me away. Take me away, take me away. A hiding place, take me away, a secret place, a secret place. Take me away, take me away, take me away. Take me away, take me away, take me away. Take me away, take me away, a hiding place.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart, strengthen my broken parts, lead me to your open arms. Word of truth, illuminate all these lies, the enemy speaks inside, and freedom I will rise, 'cause you called me out.
Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Prime Minister is calling on his Israeli counterpart and others in the Middle East to listen to calls from world leaders to de-escalate the violence. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defied international calls for a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah, saying Israel will continue fighting with full force. Anthony Albanese says Mr. Netanyahu needs to listen to the international community.
When you have the United States, Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, other nations all calling for a de-escalation of this conflict, We are very concerned, and the world is concerned, about the escalation that is continuing here and the consequences for it.
The Treasurer has been meeting with Chinese leaders as Australia's biggest trading partner faces a softening economy. Among the issues are China's trade restrictions on lobsters, which Jim Chalmers has indicated could soon be removed. Dr. Chalmers says the government is welcoming efforts to boost growth in the Chinese economy.
When steps are taken here to boost economic activity and to boost growth in the Chinese economy, subject to the details that will be released in good time, we see that as a very, very good development for Australia.
Back home, the Consumer Watchdog has released its interim report, finding shoppers have lost all confidence in supermarket pricing. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
An interim report into supermarkets by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has found consumers don't trust the sale price claims from Coles and Woolworths. Despite calls to introduce divestiture powers, Assistant Minister for Competition, Andrew Lee, says there is no guarantee breaking up the companies would increase competition.
We do know it would have a chilling effect on investment. We look around the world, we don't see other countries breaking up their supermarkets.
The Nationals and Greens parties announced earlier this year they support sector-specific divestiture powers in an effort to manage supermarket behaviour and address price gouging. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
A new report has found scammers are increasingly targeting residents in Sydney's southwest